Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome all, and thank you very much for tuning into Transcending Darkness. This is your host, The Dream Teacher. A little bit about me. I have been on a spiritual path ever since I can remember. Spirit has definitely interacted with me for many, many years, as long as I've been here, as far back as I can remember. I like to take things a little bit deeper, though. I am a certified hypnotist, and I love working with the inner workings of the psyche, the mind. I love to think things through a lot. Sometimes it can be a weakness, as in overthinking and overanalyzing, but I like to think of it as a good use of brain activity. I believe that our brains are absolute jewels, and that they should be used to the best of their ability, just like our entire body, our characters, our hearts, who we are, is to be used to the very best of our ability. And I think it is becoming very clear and evident at this time in history. There are many shifts that are happening. Every day, new, different things are coming about. There are physical shifts, there are energetic shifts on all sorts of planes and all states of existence. I think that many things are so going to be changed. I just look at where we have come from. Look at how we have changed in the past week and in the past months and years. Many new things are always coming about. And I think a lot of these things have been for a more selfish reason. I think a lot of these shifts come about to better ourselves, to better our life. And now it's time to get into the global consciousness. It's time to be able to recognize shifts that are happening for the better of all people, for the better of this planet that we inhabit, for the better of the heavens, the planets, stars. It's time to think outside of ourselves. It's time to welcome in that global consciousness. And I would like to do so with a brief meditation that will align you back into global thoughts. It will help to reconnect you to your energetic self. It will help to shift within, so that you may see it reflected outside, without. I think we all need a little bit of a shift now. And being a hypnotist, I understand that my voice seems to be a beautiful guide for that sort of state of mind. I will commend my efforts of being a pretty decent hypnotist. Actually, I don't know, I'm sure most of you have heard of the Freemasons. I even had a Freemason as a client. And actually, just this past week, something phenomenal did happen. And I took a client and I gave them the meditation that I start out with most of my clients, the one that I will be gifting you with in a moment. And I took this client just on an internal journey, and I used the chakras as a form of focus and opening, expansion. And I also intertwined color with breath, which you will see in a moment. And after the session was over, I asked the client to explain anything that he felt significant, anything he had questions or comments about. And what he brought to my attention was the fact that he was colorblind. And when I was taking him through the chakra meditation and relaxation, he was able to see colors. He was able to not see them outside, but see them within, to feel their vibration within. And he could see them in his mind's eye. He could see what the colors were supposed to be and could feel them within his body, and feel them in each dedicated area. And with that, I was blown away. I was simply blown away to the fact that I could guide this person to see within themselves what has always existed. They may have been colorblind, and they may not be able to see certain colors in their physical form, but they were able to feel it. They were able to experience its vibration on a completely internal level. And I could not have been more grateful for such a beautiful experience. So with that being said, if you have the ability to do so, I'd like you to get very comfortable and begin to open yourself up. There's a new shift that I would like to speak about, and that is this Neptune moving into Pisces. And I feel that I have been feeling this shift for years now. It is a very monumental movement. This sort of shift doesn't happen for 149 years. This is the last time that Neptune was in Pisces. And Pisces can be assumed to be Neptune's natural abode. This is where it feels very comfortable, as they both directly relate to the same thing. They relate to very watery feelings, deep imagination, mysticism, and also connecting with spirituality. Getting deep within the waters. And within the waters, you can find so many things of imagination and memory and this sort of sixth sense, deep communication. Of course, spiritualism and the deep mysticism that the water can hold. I always think of like the Little Mermaid and how the interesting magic happened within their lives down under the sea. Or Atlantis, if you will, during the times of Atlantis, when all was possible and we were uninhibited beings living in our divine selves and remembering our connection to all that is and all that was and all that ever will be. With that being said, I think we're shifting into this new reality. You know, it's not always perfect. It's not always amazing, as some people may think. I think it is truly amazing. But you also have to remember that we do live in a world of duality. There is light and dark. There is good and bad, right and wrong. And I think that the Earth cannot exist without this dichotomy. I think that everything that is experienced is on a scale of light and dark, at least in this time now. And you can see that clearly as we have day and light on the Earth every day. Every rotation brings us either deeper into darkness or into a brighter light. It's up to you to determine what that means to you in your own life. Of course, guidance can be offered from intuitives and psychics and mediums and people that connect to divine sources. When I think about the divine, I think about everything that can possibly be imagined, all of the beauty in the world, gods, goddesses, the planets, the heavens, the stars, all of humanity. That's what I think about when I hear the word divine. It is truly divine. It is of the best and most highest good. That is what I feel when I say the word divine. When I say it, I can feel it within my own being. The beauty and the harmony, this blissful euphoria, the beautiful connection to all that is, to the divine source. I hope you're paying attention when I said divine. So I think a lot of us have a lot to look forward to. For me personally, I have been feeling this sensitive shift for at least a good 2 3 years now. And all of the energies that I felt within myself, the confusion, the feelings of being lost, the beautiful and most harmonic connections between people and individuals and animal life and plant life and people and driving on the roads and phone calls and radio communication and songs, all of these amazing connections, I understand now, right here, at this very moment, that I was experiencing these shifts, things that others were definitely not experiencing at all. Things that people deemed to be held by a crazy person, to be, you know, looked upon like, that's so otherworldly, that's so not here in this world, in this real world that we're all living in. And I was absolutely, you know, criticized and analyzed and judged. Some observed, some watched idly, some decided to voice their opinion and tell me how they really felt about it. And I understand now, because of my extreme sensitivity, that I was feeling things that others are now going to be feeling on a mass scale. And that brings me a lot of comfort, personally. It brings me comfort in the fact that I know what to expect. And not just of what to expect, but how to deal with any certain bad circumstances or anything that arises. How to divert energy into the best place that we know possible. How to move things and shift to whatever you want to experience. But also, in giving this love, this beauty, and this compassion back to all that may encounter you and your energy. How to give back is the most important thing that we can remember during this time. As Neptune and Pisces both highlights compassion. And I hope that all of you can remember any moment that you have felt compassion in your life. I think I can remember the first time I ever felt compassion within my body and literally felt it to a physical alteration. I was watching a movie, and I believe it was actually a Disney movie. And of course, Disney can do very sob stories and very heartbreaking or heart-connecting stories that really just touch your heart. And I remember watching one. And so at the end of the movie, the two main characters connected together after being lost and separated. And the feeling I felt, this was about, I was in eighth grade, so that was, really recalling my memory here. Eighth grade, I was 13 or 14 years old. Yeah, 13 or 14 years old. And I felt this overwhelming feeling within my body. It was this tingling, deep feeling of sorrow, but not sorrow. It was this feeling, this story, on a completely different level. And I felt it overwhelm my entire body. And I remember I used to volunteer for the special ed students in the class. And the special education teacher called something similar. She used to call whatever these kids were feeling, warm fuzzies. And I remember laughing to myself at that moment when I felt this tingling within my body. Like, is this what the warm fuzzy feels like? Is this a real warm fuzzy? And I looked around the room and peered around at my classmates, see if anybody else was feeling what I was feeling. I wasn't sure if anybody was. Nobody seemed to jump out of their chairs. But I did notice a couple people with tears in their eyes. And of course, they were made fun of by the class. But it was a nice connection, and I looked within their eyes. And I could feel their compassion as well. And that was one of the most beautifully connected moments. And the first moment that I can remember of feeling compassion within my body. It was a physical alteration that I could not forget. I hope this brings you to a memory of moments when you felt compassion, as well as living through mind, and thus bringing you to even more beautiful connections of true compassion within yourself and within other people. The big thing about all these New Age thinkers is you may find a common ground of Christ consciousness. And from what I've studied about Christ, is yes, there was the story of the physical manifestation of Christ, Jesus Christ, and a lot of people believe in him and live through him. And yes, I do believe that he is a great, and now he is just story. So I will recall it as a story. So please don't take this into anything, you know, in the wrong way, because I'm coming through you and speaking from the highest good. But I do believe that his story is one of true inspiration and compassion. He is a living instrument of what compassion can be. He gave his life, so the story says, for all of life, all of humanity. And I believe I've looked at Jesus' chart as well, or the time of his birth or whenever. And it is a very, very, very Pisces-related chart. Nearly every sign is in Pisces. And I think that just shows how deep of this compassion he felt when he was on this earth. Now, don't worry, I'm not a Bible thumper or anything. I'm not here to preach the Word of God. I'm not here to read verses from the Bible. I'm here to make connections. I'm here to connect myself and yours with Spirit. Again, with the spirit inside, and to again acknowledge the shift that is happening all around us. Bridging this beautiful connection now, and really just letting your imagination open. What I'd like you to do now is to get very comfortable. And if you can, and if you feel that it is okay, go ahead and just close your eyes. And I would like you to become very focused and concentrated upon your breath. I would like you to take note of how you are breathing at this moment. Notice if you're taking long breaths or shallow breaths. You're breathing fast or slow. You're breathing very heavy or light. Just take notes. And I would like to shift your breath now. I would like you, and I'd like to invite you into a guided meditative state. Again, I want you to become very connected with your breath, as your breath can show you real life. Now, I want you to breathe in through your nose and breathe in right into your belly. Be belly. Let it expand away from your spine. And hold the breath briefly. Connecting this breath. And release the breath. Just letting go. All negativity. And as you take in another in-breath, breathe in deeply through your nose. And breathe in pure, positive, unconditional love. Whatever that means to you, whatever situations, feelings, associations you feel, pure and unconditional love, breathe it into your body. Let it fill your body. Go ahead, if you haven't already done so, exhale. Now I would like you to take the breath in a three-step process. I'd like you to first breathe into your stomach, expanding the stomach, and breathe into your lower lungs, your diaphragm, to the center of your chest. And then breathe into the very top of the chest, capping it off with beautiful breath, holding it for as long as you can, so, and release this breath. Let your minds come open, feeling as if your chest is floating away from your body. Now I'd like you to bring your awareness and attention into each and every chakra, each and every major chakra that runs along your spine. Breathe in deeply now, the color red throughout your entire body. And as you do so, you enlighten and ignite your root chakra. And release. Moving up, I'd like you to bring your awareness and attention to your pelvic bone. Breathe in the color orange throughout your entire body. Holding the breath and releasing. And feeling the connection. You feel your connection, my own body. Someone is feeling this connection very deep. And I know you are. So go ahead and just feel it and open yourself. As we move up, butt to the chakra right by the belly button. Breathe in deeply the color yellow throughout your entire body. And hold this breath and release. Feeling it beautiful, yellow's solar plexus chakra ignites with it. Moving up into heart. Breathing in a beautiful greenish pink color into the heart. Holding this breath and releasing. As we move up into the throat chakra, breathe in a beautiful true blue color throughout your entire body and hold this breath and release. And your blue throat chakra becomes spinning and moving into an energetic state. So move up into the third eye chakra. I would like you to breathe in a beautiful indigo color to your body. Hold this breath and release. Letting your imagination become open we're going to move to the very crown chakra. Picture a violet color. And breathe this in throughout your entire body. And as you do so and hold this breath, you notice your connection to your own conscious expansion, to the connection of divine creation, consultant. And release the breath. Becoming very open, connected to all things. Now I'd like you to just bask in this new connection. Feeling very alive. Feeling this new shift within your energy. I feel it within myself. And to me, what it feels like, I can feel this beautiful tingling on my face. And whenever this happens in my life frequently, whenever I am doing something that connects to spirit, I feel this flush feeling come upon my face. My body becomes weightless. My breath becomes effortless. And my mind just exists. It just is. It remains in a beautiful, harmonic resonance. I remain grounded and connected. I become open and creative. I become hungry with divinity. I become compassionate. All that I do. I become truthful in my vibrations. I become imaginative and open in my intuition. And I become a divine outlet for pure harmonic balance. Connection. Now, I'm going to go into a meditative state. I have another show in 1.5 hour. It starts at the top of the hour. And I will be giving readings for those that wish to receive. I will be connecting to them in a very energetic way. As long as they become open and vulnerable to spirits and any messages that need to come forth to them. So please, if you would like a reading, then go ahead and join me at the top of the hour. If not, I thank you for tuning into the show. I hope that you have learned something. I hope that you have reconnected to the source within, as I surely have. I hope that you have learned and gained a new meditation for yourself that you can do whenever you feel it's necessary. But you can also listen to this meditation and many more on the archive. Soon there will be MP3s available to download. You can listen to guided meditation and hypnosis. If you would like to schedule any sort of hypnosis session with me, be sure to click on workeen.com. If not, send me a message here. Thank you all very much for tuning in. I will be talking with you soon. Many blessings.